All right, guys, welcome to Cosmos and Kanye. You know what? I still have the urge to say the damn truth. Like, it's really affecting me. Because I had to, like...
Right.
Cosmos and Kanye. Welcome, guys. Welcome. It's me, your girl, Edith Yolanda. I'm joined by my friends, Ashley...
Yeah. I messed up. Get it right. Okay.
Ashley C.
OMG.
Okay, it's been a long weekend. And old sickly Mike Doc.
It's the Wednesday gentleman. Get it right. Get it right.
Oh, gosh.
How y'all doing, people? How y'all doing?
Anyway, guys, it has been a long weekend. First of all, it's Blondell's birthday today. So shout out to my mama for her 75th. Happy birthday. Oh, you were off.
Oh, God.
I was thinking you were going to go
down. Anyway, so we had a wonderful celebration for her. Had the personal chef come in, chef it up. She was extremely happy. So shout out to my mama for her 75th. What do y'all do other than be sick?
I wasn't sick.
Mike was sick. You got the corona?
No.
Oh, praise the Lord. Yo, people are dropping. Okay, I wasn't going to say this.
What?
But I'm going to say it. Lord, please, y'all don't think that I am like prejudiced or racist or whatever. But have y'all been seeing the Chinese people eating the bats and the raw meat and the rats on Facebook and stuff?
No.
Okay, I shouldn't say this, but from what I understand, that this is how the virus was
spread from
animals, like not the animals not being. Look at Ashley. But this is how the virus was created. I think from people like not eating the, you know, and I'm looking at.
You've seen videos.
Legit, no.
You actually saw for the
Ashley.
Were people telling you or
legit
for your
Ashley? Legit, I saw a man in the streets of Asia somewhere take a rat.
Is it like the Purge? Like what is going on?
He had a rat.
What kind of movie?
No. This let me
not
tell you
like
about this
in
nigga.
The middle of the street.
Ashley, this
like
in
what?
The streets of Asia somewhere had a rat and bit the head off the rat. Was chewing
it. Sounds like a horror movie.
No. Go on Facebook. I'm pretty sure. I saw all this shit on Facebook. Okay. Then I saw an Asian lady with her makeup all pretty. And it was beautiful makeup. And then she turns her head to the screen. And she has like a center cut tenderloin. No. Y'all, it was raw beef. And she took it and bit it. And it started chewing it. And you can see the blood in the meat.
And the coronavirus was born.
No, but I'm just saying from what they're saying is that the coronavirus was spread because of like, okay, never mind. I don't know how the shit was spread.
This sounds like a real, like a scary movie I've seen or something.
Yo, like, I don't understand why they're doing this. Like, why are they doing, and y'all can't tell me y'all didn't see the videos of them eating like a raw fish. Like, the fish is raw.
I have seen Asian.
Like, the fish is like flopping on the table.
That are, like,
see,
alive and
I know
stuff.
I'm not the only one that's bugging here.
No, but yeah, but ripping a bat's head off. In the middle of the street.
No, just, the man ate the rat in the middle of the street. The person
that
ate
rat, cat, ate the, I don't care.
I swear to you. Somebody look up how the fucking coronavirus got started. I know I'm not bugging.
No, with every virus that comes in, it's
here comes Michael Dodd.
Yeah, here comes. These things are normally in a lab.
Whipped up in a lab.
And they put it out to control the population.
I hear about that. Yeah,
that's what they do.
Yeah.
They don't that's what they do.
But okay, so it's whipped up in the lab and then they just going and giving it to people? Or are they testing like lab animals?
Sometimes, or that, or...
And these lab animals are going in back into the street? Like, how is it happening? Like, give me more, Mike.
I can't give you everything.
Somebody tell me how the coronavirus
is... Probably a little of both. like a patient zero, and then
this is weird.
Letting the animals that they've tested
this
out
is weird. That's what I'm saying. And then if you're eating fucking raw bats and rats and shit.
Have you ever seen the movie? What's that? Contagion, I think it was called.
Mm-hmm.
Where
that was a while ago.
One person, it came from fish.
Right.
And that.
No, it was a bat dripping, and somebody stepped in it. I remember it now. And they were walking in the dung. I remember it. No, it was like a bat dripped some doo-doo into like a pig cage. The pigs got whatever the rat got. Then they were eating the pigs. And then that's how contagion started to spread.
Okay, dear. All right.
We're
going to let you have that.
I'm telling you. Y'all better stop. Y'all better stop.
What? I don't eat that stuff.
Eating these bats and rats raw.
First of all, okay, you can't even pay me to eat a piece of pig. So, you know I'm not eating a bat.
I got a joke for that, but I'm going to leave that.
Whatever. Line. What's the joke? Go ahead and tell it.
No.
Okay.
I'm talking about eating things.
I know. Right. And y'all ain't going to never stop doing that.
This is true.
Anyway, guys, so look, we got a good show for you today. You know, I said I was going to save the stuff and I was going to make it real plain, but we're going to go ahead and just go into it and we're going to make it happen. We got some things to talk about that I know a lot of you guys are not going to want to discuss, but we're going to have to talk about it. So stay tuned. We'll be right back after this break. All right, guys, we're back. Time for Word on the Streets. Yo, listen, now I'm just saying, it has been a long fucking weekend. I can't express it enough. And then my black ass got to be at work in the morning. I'm just like, I'm over it already. This week, it's done. We don't even want to talk about this week. I don't even want to talk about Friday because I already know Friday is going to be depressing. But anyway. Listen.
Why?
Because Friday is Valentine's Day.
But why does it have to be depressing?
It's just a figure of speech.
Okay.
It's not really going to be depressing because for me, it's the same thing as last year, the year before then.
Oh, Lord. Wow.
I promise you.
Do you have plans for Friday? Or?
Yeah. Oh, that's what you're going to... He will never. Mike, you got plans on Friday? Really? Damn, Mike.
This is why this needs to be live.
See, this is why I keep on talking.
Because.
Like, really, Mike?
People need to see what's really going on.
Really, they really do.
In the background.
If Mike, you ain't shit.
What
Mike, saw. Just go ahead and say, do you have plans on Friday?
Work.
Ashley, you got plans for Friday?
Sure.
Okay. Well,
sure.
As she said, sure. I'm actually off on Friday too. I'm actually off on Valentine's Day.
That's good.
I'm not.
Really good, actually.
I'm no plans.
I gotta
pamper yourself.
Maybe I should go with you and your date.
Send yourself flowers.
That is the saddest shit ever.
What?
Send yourself some flowers. No, bitch. I don't want to do that.
Let the world know you appreciate yourself.
I love me, but I'm not going to spend
flowers. Matter of fact, send yourself some flowers at work on Thursday since you're not going to work on Friday. So then
Ashley, that's bullshit. Ashley, first of all, I think it's really fucked up that you're giving me this information and things to do.
I'm just
so
saying,
people who I work with can actually write. You know people that I work with listens to this show. So thanks, Ashley. Even if I was going to do that, like, what's the point now, my nigga?
Some dude sent us some flowers, be like, oh, I heard your
song. I heard, right? A dude's really good with standard flowers. And then everyone's going to be like, I heard she probably sent it to herself.
Okay, let me tell you something. I actually, this is so crazy. Story time. So, when I was working at Norcosco, mm-hmm. Swear to God, it was my birthday one year. And I got this edible arrangement. And the edible arrangement had like the big chocolate covered strawberries, uh-huh. Blah, 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 blah. And it was a guy that I had broken up with, but we just like he still was in love with me, basically. Gotcha. But right. He was in Vegas. I was in Atlanta. And I was like, this is not going to work. But uh-huh. I broke it off with him. And, like, within those 6 months, mm-hmm. I started dating my boyfriend. Mm-hmm. So my boyfriend had this beautiful arrangement of flowers to come, right?
Flowers. Okay.
They were beautiful. Like, I mean, the leaves were inside the little vase. And I mean, it was just really pretty. And I never received, like, flowers before. So okay. I was just, it was so warming. So I go to my boyfriend's house at the time, and I had the flowers that he gave me and the edible arrangements. And he was like, what nigga bought you that? And I was like, nigger?
Oh,
my job gave me this.
Okay.
I was like, he said,
you gotta be quick on your feet.
Ain't no man going. No, he said, your job is not going to spend that amount of money for an employee. I was like, what are you talking about? My job loves me. I just did an increase of $100,000 at my job. Why wouldn't they give me an edible arrangement? He was like, sure, Yolanda. Sure. Oh, like, wow. So, but I mean, wow. that was like the best year. I felt like yeah, I was on top of the game. World.
Yeah.
But you know what? The crazy thing about it is that, you know, flowers, little edible arrangement or whatever, it's the simplest things that makes a woman feel so good. Mm-hmm. So there you have it. If you know, have a young lady in your life, send her some flowers. Mm-hmm. I mean,
if you got a dude, send him an edible arrangement.
Oh, that too. I mean, to be honest, like, I don't know if you guys have been following me
that
on.
That if he eats fruit.
Right.
I eat fruit.
Oh, buddy.
Along with other things.
Oh,
you nasty. Oh, he is so nasty. Did he just slurp?
Oh,
he just slurped and burped. What I am done. He's a burp. Look at Ashley. She's like all over the place. All right. Let's bring it back. Word on the street, guys. Okay, so we have a lot to talk about. First of all, before we get into the juice, let's talk about Nancy Pelosi. So during the State of the Union speech, I said I wasn't going to watch it, but people in my home wanted to watch it. 99.9% of the shit that 45 said to me was lies, and all lies. If you listen to this motherfucker, you would think that he just saved the planet. He ended world hunger. He found a cure for AIDS and cancer. Like, bitch, shut the fuck up. What was so great about this speech, we won't even get into it, was I feel like I can call her Auntie Nancy. She don't go as hard as Auntie Maxine, but Auntie Nancy really does read people. But the way that she did this read was perfect to me, by just ripping up the president's speech. Because he did some fuck shit by, you know, handing her the paper like she was a bitch in the streets. And then she went to go extend her hand and he snubbed her. What kind of bitch shit is that? I just don't have no respect for this man. I don't care if he goes down in history as a two-term president. I don't fuck with Donald Trump. I don't.
We really don't want him for another term.
So,
please, people.
Right. So, and then I feel like we as, you know, we have the public listening to us. I feel like we definitely need to encourage people to vote and get registered and stuff like that. So maybe that's something that we can do as a collective, because I really want black people to show up at the polls. Y'all got so much shit to say. I really need y'all to go to the polls and, you know, speak with your pen, speak with your, you know, your vote. But now that we're talking about voting, I mean, who do you think
you
is going
to
be?
Oh, I'm sorry to interrupt, but is this true or is this like a conspiracy? They said that what Republicans are going to try to do is, when it's time to vote, pay black people to not vote.
Oh, God. They don't even have to pay
I
them.
Yeah.
If it's raining and cold outside, black people probably won't show up in droves.
We will find ways to not vote. I know, my parents, they will always say, well, God has already ordained it. What's going to be will be. So there's no need for me to vote.
God.
However, I don't subscribe to that.
Right. That's good.
That's and that's kind of the thing. I really would like people to know who the candidates are. Know who's out there. Know who you're voting for. And yo, when we go, and when you're starting to look at who is going to go up against Trump, you want to have somebody that can actually beat it.
Okay, so who are the front runners?
Front runners are
for the Iowa caucus. Who was
from the Iowa? I mean, it was Bernie Sanders and Buttigieg.
Buttigieg.
Whatever.
Dang.
So,
look at that.
So, my sincere apologies
to Buttigieg.
Because I don't want nobody coming after me.
Oh, his name is Buttigieg. I mean, Booty.
See, not okay.
Buttigieg. 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 Okay.
So, you have Sanders.
Too old.
And then, so those were the two majors coming out of there. Biden was like fourth.
That's crazy.
Which was crazy in itself. So you got the old man who I don't
know. You really sound like an ageist right now. I do too, but you know, really sound like an ageist right now.
I don't think so. No, he's just being realistic. He's just hitting you with like the obvious. So, right now.
But I mean, look at our presidents from the past. Our presidents from the past were old.
Look.
Yeah.
Ronald Reagan was old.
Now, the presidents that we've had, they looked old going out. Even when Obama left, there was a whole lot more.
He had more gray than he.
Yeah, I think that like 4 years would kill Bernie Sanders.
But
honestly,
if Bernie,
I'm serious.
Bernie walking in, like he, you know, he might make 1 year. And he
right.
Stop.
He doesn't even hear well. I just,
there we
you know,
go.
Actually,
he's out.
Okay, let me tell you something. I'm not being an ageist because I have a 75-year-old mother, and I'm telling you, she can run circles around some of these younger people.
I'm
like,
because she can hear. That's the first thing.
Ashley!
That's the first thing.
Oh, my God.
That's the first thing.
So
you just said this man can barely hear. What?
Mr. President?
I swear. Y'all are horrible people. Y'all are horrible people. Do you know that you will be old one day?
That's fine. But what
you're
going to
be old one day, Ashley.
What I'm not
going
to do is
run for the president?
Right. Do things that are kind of out of, like, out of pocket.
Right.
This is out of pocket. Like, you are, like.
Well, you know, when he got very sick and had some heart issues, last year. Uh-huh. And so he had to kind of pipe it down because I think he had a heart attack. Something was going on with his heart.
I don't feel like he is physically
fit to run.
This is the thing. Something was wrong with his heart. What, last year you said?
Yes. A couple months ago.
Last time I checked, being the president is a high stress job.
It really is. Yes.
And what does stress do? Stuff to your heart, right?
Absolutely. It can kill you.
Okay. So he's out.
Okay, so let's talk about Buttigieg. He's a gay man who is married to a man.
Okay.
Is America ready?
Who cares?
Is America ready?
What you do in your bedroom.
The question is Americans do.
America's
do.
Honestly.
In everybody's business.
Exactly.
Honestly, America can say that they're ready, but they're not.
They're not.
And it would be seen with Trump. If he went up against Trump, Trump would kill him.
He would.
And that's
especially
kind of
with Christian Southern whites.
Now I need to not saying all of my political views, but I love what Bernie Sanders has to say. Mm-hmm. I just think it's coming from like the wrong, like if he was in another
JFK's body,
we would have it. Mm-hmm. So now you got Bloomberg coming out of left field, mm-hmm, getting into the race, and he is now one that everybody is like, oh, I'm going to get behind him. And I'm sure you've all seen the commercials. Bruh got deep pockets.
True.
Deep, deep
Super Bowl pockets.
Pockets where
Super Bowl he pockets.
Had two commercials during the Super Bowl. He has commercials on ESPN like clockwork. And so I'm seeing him all the time to the point, and now you see the commercials all the time, and now you got people like Steve Harvey who says, you know, I'm going to go with Bloomberg. And they will go with Bloomberg because you're seeing his commercials all the time. And that's what Bloomberg is banking on. But what I need you all to do is research these candidates.
Yeah.
Make wise decisions. Absolutely. I'm of the opinion, and I've gotten to this age where it doesn't have to be Republican or Democrat. Give me some good Something ideas good. How we can make this thing happen. It's turning into this whole, you know, well, this is my set. I represent. You killing us, cuz you can't. It's my set over here. That makes no sense.
Well, I mean, to be honest, right now, I was looking at Elizabeth Warren, and I was looking at Joe Biden. The only reason why I don't think Joe, you know, is, I feel like Joe is doing this because he just really wants to get back at Trump. Like, he doesn't like Trump. He wants to talk shit to Trump and he wants to beat Trump. However, I don't think that he's going to win against Trump because he's always known as the vice president to Barack Obama. And with that being said, he's in his 70s as well.
He's not going to make it.
He's not
going to make it for the simple fact, now he's, how do I say this? Just what you said. He came into the race because he was hesitant.
Right.
He got into the race because all the people that's in the arena, they were saying, Joe, if you get in, there's a good chance you'll win.
Right.
So he reluctantly got in. And now he's like, okay, so I got to do this. I got to spend this much on commercials. I got to do this.
Right. I don't think he's, like, when I saw him in this last debate, he was just there. And I think that Buttigieg really did give it to him harder than he did before. Before, I was looking at Bloomberg. I was looking at Cory Booker, who dropped out. And now Deval Patrick is in. So, I like Deval Patrick. Again, guys, it's just something that you need to research. And I know a lot of us are not into politics like that, but there's so many things that we need to, as a whole, as a collective of people of color, we need to, you know, find out what is the government going to do about affordable housing? What is the government going to do about this minimum wage that... It's hard. I was having this conversation with a coworker at work, and he was like, even though I make $23 an hour, it is still hard for me to maintain and to, you know, do the things that I need to do in order to be happy when I come to work. So when you look at it and you see somebody who's making $11 and $12 an hour and they have to work multiple gigs in order to just make it, this shit is unfair. So we have to worry about that. We have to worry about our women getting equal pay. You know, things that I feel that everybody should know what's going on in 2020. People are really turning a deaf ear to it.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, you're seeing that people are getting bought out of their homes in Southwest Atlanta. Why is that? Because a lot of white people are coming in there and buying the property and the land from people. So these are things that need to be talked about. They need to be discussed. And if we don't do it, if we don't start these conversations, we're going to always lose. And I feel that that's why when Mike was saying, oh, his mother and father, who are religious people, say that it's already predetermined or God already puts those people in office. I do believe that everything happens for a reason, but I also believe that we can't just bend over. We most definitely need to be proactive and not reactive. And I feel like black people are very reactive. Once we get somebody in office who we don't like, now we want to get active and talk shit. You know what I'm saying? When we should have been active and not just talking, but being doers and going out and gathering people, making sure that your children are registered to vote. My nephew turns 18. He's getting registered to vote.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And I feel that there's so many people that are not doing this. So this brings me to the next topic of discussion.
Which is what?
Oh, Gail. So, raise your hand if you think Gail could have left that question out, the Lisa Leslie interview.
My hand is up.
Mike, your hand is up? Bitch, my hand is up too. Listen, I think that it sucked that Gail King did that. Now, I feel that Gail King should have directed that question completely different. Mm-hmm. I think Gail King should have said to Lisa Leslie, Kobe Bryant was your friend. You knew him very well. How do you feel that people are bringing up his past in ways to tarnish his reputation?
That's very clean.
So and so and so forth. You know what I'm saying? That's how I would have addressed it. And then Lisa Leslie would have said, nobody discussed this when he was alive. I think that the media should leave it alone. I think we should let, you know, focus on his legacy that he left for his children, for women in sports, blah.
So maybe.
But to go in the directive that she went in, it was gut-wrenching. Like, I don't understand. And now, to be honest, I see why so many black men always said that Gail King and Oprah Winfrey always had it out for black men. Like, why aren't they talking about Harvey Weinstein? Why aren't they talking about, what's the guy who had all those little girls prostituting them? The guy who just died in prison. Oh, I'm running a blank.
It's quite a few.
Epstein. Why aren't they talking about them?
Yeah.
And so, yeah, I do. I get that.
Because, you know, well, let me not go there.
What? Because what?
I'm not saying anything against Oprah, okay?
Okay, so I will say this. I love Mother Oprah. I think that she has done a lot. And just like, oh my God, why am I running a blank? Old boy who wrote the books on hip-hop. I can't, light-skinned brother. Why am I running a blank? Anyway, he said that Oprah Winfrey has done so much for Morehouse College. She has done so much for young black boys, young black girls. And she's done so much for the black community. And I will say this, the OWN network is one of the one networks that I would watch before I watch BET because it's owned by Oprah. And I think that, what she's trying
it's
to
very
do,
good production, like,
the content is better.
The content is good. It's something that is engaging on every level. And again, she is helping black people. I think Iyanla Fix My Life is one of the things that black people needed in the community to see that they need therapy. And we need to be able to communicate and talk things out instead of being so emotional.
Which is crazy because Lifetime is the network that show that white people need therapy.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
But boy, is it looked at so differently. Like,
it is. But I think that, you know, when black men are saying that Oprah and Gail have it out for them, I think it's heightened. I think it's a little too much.
But you can't stop people from feeling how they feel.
And that, as the black man here, I want to say I don't feel that way in regards to Oprah. I love you, Oprah, by the way.
Okay.
If Stedman ever get out of pocket, I'll
be
there.
Oh, here he goes.
But anyway.
Stedman ain't getting out of pocket.
Never.
Yeah, I know. I'm still.
Both pockets.
Hey, I'm still working out every day. But the thing is, the questions that she asked, it was tasteless.
Yeah.
I mean, it was horrible. And to see Leslie just look at her like,
really, bitch?
It was hard to watch.
Mm-hmm.
And I couldn't believe that Gail was sitting there continuing
To go in.
And I felt that way in regards to just about everyone that asked those questions. Because even ESPN, had like a segment where they were asking about that as well. And I'm like, are y'all crazy?
Right.
And I turned the channel.
Right.
I was like, I'm not watching y'all for a couple of days.
But you know, I'm glad that you brought that up because ESPN did it. The white woman from the Washington Post did it. She reposted an article that another person wrote about Kobe Bryant and the rape case. And Black Americans did not go in on either of those people or that network the way that they did with Gayle King. And what really just, and this is where I wanted to come from, was because I saw and heard what Snoop said, and it was jarring for me. It was something that seemed like it was physically violent. He threatened her and said, watch what you say or we'll come after you. That was a threat.
I don't think he was talking about, though. He's too smart to be... He's too smart to make a statement like that and actually mean he's going to cause physical harm against her.
But he said it.
I think what he was coming from was, we're going to attack your career. Like... we're gonna ruin you because
I didn't get that.
You're being disrespectful.
No, I got
Snoop
violence.
Dogg is not that dumb.
I got violence. Yes, he is, because if he's that stupid to call her a dog face bitch.
Well,
those are words.
I didn't hear
physical violence out of that. I heard an emotional man who felt like his friend was disrespected.
Okay.
And he did not know how to verbalize it properly.
He came at it and he let his emotions talk. Mm-hmm. And he should have just took a beat.
Mm-hmm. So let me ask this, guys. So is it just emotions when a man physically abuses a woman? Or does he just do that because that's what he wanted to fucking do? It's usually emotions that bring about domestic violence. It's usually emotions that bring about violence, period. So when somebody comes to say to me, watch what the fuck comes out your mouth, that we'll come after you.
Yeah, that could be slash your tires. That could mean...
that's violence.
Against your car.
But okay, so let's just...
not you.
No. But that's violence. That is against me because that's a threat. If you're going to slash my tires, what else could you do to me? And then on top of that, you're saying this. You're a person that is in the media. You have weak-minded individuals who are listening to you. Okay. You have young people that are listening to you. So now this woman is having death threats.
That's crazy.
I
can agree with that. But like I said, I didn't get... that statement he made on Instagram, I saw it on Instagram. I don't know if that's where he made the statement, but I did not get that he was going to go physical. Like, he's not that dumb. Mm. He has a wife, kids. Like, you know what I'm saying? I mean,
he has a wife and kids. And he has a wife and daughter. And that's another thing that I couldn't see. This is my thing, right?
You have to understand, too. A lot of this is coming from, it's not just the passing of Kobe. Black men feel like the underdog.
Oh, God.
Black women, I believe, are more underdogs than black men. Depending. But
where is all this energy when black women are being attacked? There was a boxer that yoked up his baby mama in an auditorium filled with people, snatched her ass up, and I'm pretty sure that...
arrested.
Right. But at the end of the day, where were the men there that were saying, yo, bro, we don't do that here, or stop this man from... I mean, even verbally being abusive to a woman. Do you know how many... I literally was in college and had a black man that came into my apartment and threatened me in the midst of four black men that sat there and laughed while he was verbally abusive. That was the most hurting thing I have ever experienced because I felt threatened. I felt like he was going to attack me. And I felt that...
who are these guys to you?
They were my college room. Like, we had like dorms. So we would always go... we didn't have dorms. We had apartment style dorms. Uh-huh. So we would always be in everybody else's, you know, apartment.
Right.
And so these four guys were just chilling and they, you know, were kicking it. And the guy that was downstairs who was beating his girlfriend all the time, I called the police. Okay. Because I was like, you know what? You know, nobody is calling the police. This girl is crying. She's screaming. And he's basically whooping her ass. Right. And I called the police. He found out that I called the police or whatever. And he came up into my apartment and he threatened me. And he called me out my name. Mm-hmm. And all the other guys thought that that shit was funny. And from that point forward, I was like, I'm a black woman that is pretty much on my own. You know, it was so scary for me that I actually sat out that semester. I told my mother I did not want to go back to school and have to live in those apartments. So that's why my mom moved to Atlanta so that we could live together and I could go to school, basically. But what I would like to say is this, is that I feel that when it comes down to women, black women, being there for black men, and actually, you know,
I feel like we do have black men's back more than they have ours.
We have their back so much.
Generally.
Obviously,
I don't ever say always and never. Those are words that I try to keep out because if you ever took the SAT, it's more than likely the answer is going to be incorrect if the word always or never is in there. But what I will say is majority of the time, it does seem like black women.
Black men do not stand up for us.
Do you see power?
No, it don't. Do you see how it ended? No, don't do that. Don't do that.
Don't. This falls into what we're talking about.
But you cannot talk about power.
No, wait.
No. La, 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 la. Do not.
Tasha ended up in jail.
No, don't.
In jail. Because
Ashley, shut the fuck up. Shut the fuck up, Ashley. I did not see it yet.
She had everyone's. She had ghosts back for
I'm
how
not
long?
I can't. I
and
can't.
She ended up in jail.
But I want to make a point. And we
are y'all done talking about power?
I'm not going to talk about it.
Ashley, are you done talking about power? My ears are closed.
I guess.
Okay.
But I hear what you're saying. And it's unfortunate. Where I'm from, and my family, we stick up for women. Period. Even like this past this past Christmas, we had an issue where dude got out of pocket with a cousin of ours. Mm-hmm. Now I got some crazy kinfolk that stay strapped.
That shit's so sexy.
And well, I don't even want to call them sexy, but my cousins are kind of crazy.
Okay.
So they'll pull out a gun whenever. Mm-hmm. And that was just when they believed that he put hands on her.
Or they didn't even know the facts.
They didn't even know the facts. Mm. But we will be quick to tell you, you're not going to do that.
Got you.
And we always will do that. Now, I understand some dudes, and I don't call them men.
Okay.
I call them dudes. Some dudes don't do that. Mm-hmm. They'll just be like, oh, okay, whatever.
That's none of my business.
Yeah.
Stay out of it,
But normally, it's like, yo, man, what you doing over here?
Right.
Why you doing this over here?
Right.
Nigga, you need to mind your business. Yo, what you doing? Yo.
Mm-hmm. Gotcha.
Don't do that.
Yeah.
And so, we don't have enough of that.
Right.
We don't have enough of that. And that has to deal with our society. I can go and talk about, you know, there's no fathers and blah, 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 blah. Because in our whole little realm, even though if fathers may be absent, you got cousins, you got
uncles,
we're all here. So even like if I'm away from Augusta, my brother's holding it down. Everybody knows my brother.
Mm-hmm.
And so if my little cousins need something or you know, they're going to talk, you know, my brother's going to impart some wisdom. I come in, I impart wisdom. Yo, one thing you do not do is you disrespect. You do not do that. So we will make sure that you're not going to do this because we got aunts, we got nieces, we don't want any of them hurt, period.
I just think that, you know, I feel like right now we're in this cancel culture. And do I believe that Gayle King was absolutely wrong for doing what she did. I think that she was. I think that she pushed the envelope and she wanted to get the interview that nobody else could get. But my whole thing is that you should have done that interview with Kobe. Nobody could defend themselves like Kobe could. So for you to bring up his past hurts while he's right here to defend himself is absolutely wrong. There are parts of the case that people are not even talking about. But if you really want to enlighten yourself, you should go back to that case and find out why that white woman didn't testify. You should find out why that white woman didn't want to get up on stand. And it was mainly because she was embarrassed because of the things that she did. And so I feel that Gayle King was wrong and she should have never done that. However, I feel that Snoop Dogg is just as wrong. I think that Snoop Dogg right. and the rest of these men that are sitting here, I think it was Mike Tyson just did. First of all, Mike Tyson, Lady. Shut the fuck up, because we know that you have done some things to women that you should want to bury your head in the sand. You have nothing to say. Like, don't even say nothing. There's so many of these, and it's black men that are doing it, that are sitting back Dude. Here and just, I'm not saying Dude. All, but okay.
Dudes.
Because they're but, not men. Okay, but they're let me, dudes. I just want to say this. The reason why I'm so hard on black men is because I love black men so much. Okay? You ever got a beating from your mama and your mama comes back to you and says, I beat you because I love you? This is what I want black men to understand, is that since the beginning of time, we have been targets. We have been the target, whether it be black women, whether it be black men. It is now time for us to stop putting targets on each other's back. You know what I'm saying? Like, if I'm going to sit here and fight for justice for these black men, we always hear about Tamir Rice. We always hear about Eric Garner. We always hear about all the black men that have gotten killed. Yet, we barely talk about the black women that get killed just as much by police officers. So when it comes down to it, I just feel that we are like really beating up on each other, and we shouldn't be doing that. I feel that the way that we talk to one another is totally disrespectful. I feel that the way that we regard one another is totally disrespectful. When did we come to this point in time where we could call a woman a dog-faced bitch and it'd be okay? You know what I'm saying? When did it become okay? And then to repost it and to call him Uncle Snoop and stuff like that. Like, if you're going to cancel Gayle King, then cancel Snoop Dogg while you at it.
I mean,
I'm just saying, you know, like I said, if you're going to cancel Gayle King, cancel Snoop Dogg, because I feel anybody. That. Right. But for those people who wanted to cancel her so much, what makes Gayle King so much worse than Snoop Dogg? You know, and then this is another thing that really gets to me, mm-hmm. is these dudes that Mike said,
right.
these men that sit back and are married to black women, okay. have black daughters, okay. and think that it's okay to act like this. You are way too old to be out in these streets calling women names out their name. Like, you would never want this to happen to your daughter. You would never want this shit to happen to your wife. And so when it comes down to it, I feel like these wives have obligations to their family. Because at the end of the day, right now, I keep on saying this about black people. We are so reactive. We are so emotional. Take the emotions out of it. You know what I'm saying? Take all your emotions that you have.
It's impossible.
No, it is. It is possible. Because sometimes I feel that we are too emotional when it comes down to certain things. What that woman said.
You don't think these emotions came about from somewhere?
You got to figure it out. But I don't think that anything that Gayle King said would have taken money out of Snoop's mouth. It wouldn't take nothing away from Snoop. Okay. So at the end of the day, when you're thinking, and I saw when he did the video, uh-huh. he paused and said, should I say it? Mm-hmm. He even asked the people, should I say it? Fuck it. I'ma say it. Mm-hmm. You dog ass, you dog face bitch. Like, you even thought about it and then you still decided to say it. And I feel like if that was my husband, I would say, baby, you're a little upset right now. I need you to step back. I need you to breathe. I need you to think about what you're about to do, because this might affect our family. This might affect our household. Gayle King and Oprah. Shit.
You don't know.
If listen.
And at the end of the day, he's a grown man. And sometimes there's no stopping another grown person from doing what they want to do. You don't know. She could have very well said that. She could have. You can't say she didn't. You don't know.
Well, I just feel like we need to do better.
I would think she would have had more pull if she would have. I think, you know, honestly, it was the wrong move.
It was, but, you know, at the end of the day, I didn't get violence. I mean, I didn't take, like, when I heard it, it was, of course, not, it was disgusting, but I didn't take it like she should fear for her life. Her career, maybe, but not her life.
But after what Snoop did, it was death threats. There were people that were saying that, you know. So now I saw that Oprah was on, I think, the Today Show or something like that, where she was saying that her friend is not okay. She's receiving death threats right now. She has to walk around with security and all this stuff. And my whole thing is this. This woman did not make up a story. She did talk about, from a journalistic approach, she did talk about something that really did happen.
Right.
So at the end of the day, it's like, y'all, this really is a part of his life and this really did happen. But, you know,
the timing was wrong.
But how do you make it in poor taste? But why would you? People are sick. People are really, really fucking sick. And I'm really now noticing this shit more than ever, because I told you of how I got that text message from somebody who just really was just being just really mean to me. They went through all types of links to send me a text. You mean to tell me you had to go get a Google number to text me some foul shit? Like, people really go to the extent of, you know, I'm going to go all the way out to make somebody's life miserable these days. And you see it more now because of the internet, social media. It's just really crazy. I thought it was crazy. So yeah, I do believe, though, that cancel culture must be canceled. It just it needs to be canceled.
We just don't need to give it life. We are in control of that shit.
Boom.
But we don't. Mm-hmm. It's like, because we'll want to get on it. Oh, they made a mistake. Okay, let's cancel them. Oh, they made a mistake. Let's cancel them. We're humans. We're going to make mistakes.
Right.
Like, Snoop made a mistake.
Right.
Okay. Gail made a mistake.
Right.
Okay. I still love Gail. I love Gail's ass.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you know, that's cool. But
People make mistakes.
And stop thinking that everybody is fucking perfect.
I never thought that.
Think you? I mean, I know niggas that have made mistakes just before they walked out the door. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah,
we all make mistakes. Mm-hmm. Not one of us is a perfect being. So it's like, how are you canceling people so easily? It befuddles me how people can just, oh, cancel that bitch. Cancel that. That's also that mentality of that thug mentality, that hood ass mentality, that, you know, oh, I'm going to go back and I'm going to seek revenge on the person that did something to me. That does not solve shit. It never has. It never will. What we need to do as Black people is learn how to communicate. We need to learn how to communicate. We need to know how to come to the table. Just like, you know, old Pops on Friday said, you win some, you lose some, but you fight to see another day.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, you're going to win some, you're going to lose some. But at the end of the day, it's nothing to cancel somebody out for. You don't need to murder somebody with your tongue.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? I had this conversation with my mom, and, you know, she was talking about how Nancy Pelosi was wrong for tearing up the paper because she felt that it was, you know, it wasn't professional. And how, what did Michelle say? When they go low, we're supposed to go high. I said, Mom, fuck that.
Mm-hmm.
Like, rip them papers. And my mom was like, no, you're missing the point. She was like, what is that going to do? What is that going to solve? Again, Nancy made a mistake. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? But I feel at some moment in time, we really have to, like, we have to control our emotions.
Yeah.
We're so fucking emotional. Sometimes you need to count. I know, like, when you go to the therapy, I've been to therapy.
Mm-hmm.
And when your therapist says, okay, I need you to count.
Oh, God.
Because I was like, she was like, have you ever seen yourself hurting somebody? I was like, mm-hmm.
Oh, shit. You sound like you've been married before.
Have you ever thought about hurting yourself or somebody else?
Mm-hmm. I had those all the time.
Seriously.
When it came, when it was close to the end.
Yo.
It was like, ooh, if I could just.
Right. Yo, have y'all ever had like a dream of like physically hurting somebody?
Yes.
I've had a dream of physically fucking hurting somebody.
I was trying to make that shit happen too.
Seriously. I told a bitch one day, I said, I will pull your eyeballs out.
What?
I will physically pull your eyeballs
out. You said this in real life.
I told the bitch that.
Oh, wow.
I was like, I will fucking kill you, bitch. I will pull your eyeballs out. And I meant that shit. Like, I meant that. So when the therapist was like, have you ever thought about it? And I was like, I mean, that's not normal. She was like, it's not normal. She's like, it's not normal. And what I would like for you to do is, when you have these thoughts, I would like for you to start counting. So now, I don't know if y'all ever see, well, y'all really.
See, that's why I smoke weed.
I would if I didn't have the children around. But there are times when I'm like, I'm doing this and somebody's making me mad and I'm nodding my head. Mm-hmm. And the reason why I'm nodding my head is because I'm counting.
Oh, wow.
Counting does work.
Mm. Oh, I just go and take a walk.
Yeah.
I do that at
sometimes
work.
Sometimes you gotta take a walk. Yeah. Yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah.
I got, 30 women under me?
Yeah. Take a walk.
Ooh, yeah.
Take a walk.
You might take a lot of walks.
Talk about
20, that's why you lost that weight.
20.
All them damn walks. Them women done stressed him out.
27 up on my back.
Oh, shit. See what I mean? You see where he went with that?
Okay.
You see where he went with that? Why he had to throw in that 20-something of them were black?
Because.
Really?
Dealing with y'all?
Oh, see? See? But when I went to go in, why you say all black men? I didn't say all black men. I did not say all black men.
I got 27.
Okay.
I got 30 women under me.
Right.
Out of the 30, 27.
A what?
A black.
Okay, what that mean? What that got to do with it? I see 27 women that have your back. I see 27 women that would bring you a chicken dinner. I see 27 women that would fight for you if something would happen.
I got three.
Dating him, maybe.
Yeah.
If they're not working for him. Ashley, that's horrible.
No, for real. When I was saying we have men's back, I a lot of times it's relationships that I'm speaking on.
Like, not me.
Going back to power, Tasha.
You know? Not me. Do not talk about. I'm gonna tell you right now.
She keep.
No, stop going back to power. I'm gonna tell you right now. Yeah. I worked for a company that was male dominated.
Okay.
And I had a supervisor. I had three supervisors, and out of the three supervisors, on that shift, it was five supervisors. Out of those five, three of them were black.
Okay.
And I told them, I said, listen, I know being a supervisor is hard, so I'm not going to try to make your job any harder. Mm-hmm. And I see that you are brothers, mm-hmm. so I'm really going to do my job. But let's work together here. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? I'm not going to sit here and say that, oh, I want, you know, preferential treatment because you're a black man. What I'm saying is that I want to see you succeed. I want you to win because you're a manager. And when you win, guess what? I'm a win.
We all win.
But I'm going to respect you as my supervisor. You know what I'm saying? I'm not going to sit back here and say, oh, I'm a fuck off because he black. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? But and if you're a woman, if you're a black woman and you're doing that, then that's foul. You know what I'm saying? That's foul.
I'm going to have you come and speak to my Atlanta office.
Shit, I'm a great speaker.
And let that be.
These hoes are out of control. And stop trying to fuck everything. You know what I'm saying? Like, I understand your supervisor might be fly, you might be fresh, you might be handsome. But at the end of the day, you want these men to respect you. You can't get no respect with your legs wide the fuck open. Hello?
Okay.
I'm sorry. I went off on a tangent.
I'm not going to say you're not going to get no respect.
You're not. Because at the end of the day, guess what? You got fucked. Women don't do the fucking.
Oh, really?
They don't. End of story. Period.
Oh, really? I never said they did.
Maybe that's where I went wrong. Because they'll be like, hey,
Yeah,
this is strictly business.
It gotta be, because, you know, this is also another reason why I feel that a lot of Black women are being disrespected. It's because we're completely objectified in so many ways. You know what I'm saying? Like, there's so many Black women out here that are talented and have raw talent. Mm-hmm. They don't need auto-tune. They don't need people to make them sound good. But because they will not, you know, have their bodies exposed and looking crazy out here, and you know what their labia, their birthing canal looks like, they don't get put on. So then you have these less than talented women coming out here shaking their ass and stuff like that, and that's why we're still being called a bitch.
Yo,
that's why we still being called hoes and thoughts and shit.
I was segue off that. I was I'm trying to learn how to trade and stuff like that, like stocks and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, I found like a group that, you know, teaches trading and things like that. So one of the guys, I did not know he was interested in me.
Okay.
But I was very much so interested in learning how to trade because it's another source of income.
Okay.
So we set up a meeting, all these things, and long story short, he's now not gonna help because I won't have sex with him.
Okay.
And
let's move on.
No.
Yeah.
Moved on. But I'm just saying. And he's and the that's same one who is objectifying that's women on social media.
Absolutely.
Talking about these bitches, like, these bitches ain't shit. They be acting like this.
Right.
But, and then get you a real nigga that can teach you how to do this and that. It's just like, I see what you're saying.
Absolutely.
I see what you're saying.
And I feel like if
very
you're
very unfortunate.
Yeah. It's wrong. And until somebody lets him see he is wrong, he's going to continue to do the shit.
Yeah.
When you still, if now, it, just imagine if you fucked him and still didn't get what you were asking for. That's what bitches are doing today. Thinking that they're going to get something and then
they're going to.
Okay. I mean, no, it doesn't. Not necessarily does not mean that you are trash. It means that he got what he wanted and you did not get what you wanted. You know, there are a lot of women out here that got good pussy, but just don't know how to seal the deal. You know what I'm saying? At the end of the day, they're being objectified.
How you going to have good pussy and not seal the deal?
Because they're not getting what they want. Women want marriage. Women want stability. Women want men to have their back. And if you're sitting back here and you are giving men your vagina, but you're not getting anything in return, you're not sealing the deal. You're not.
Well, if the deal is, like, say she wants to learn the trade.
And
she gets it. She learns the trade.
But what if she don't get that? What if
he fucked?
And she still don't know how to trade. She don't know shit about Bitcoin. Trash. Really? What was trash?
If it is, you were saying if it's good, seals the deal.
Come on now, Mike. Come on now.
If it's good, it's going to seal the deal. Now, I've been in the same situation where I've had when I've asked people to help me with my book. I've had women that say, yo, I'll do this. But once it's like, okay, nah, I'm not going to do this with you, or I'm not going to be your dude, then it's like, okay, well, you can do it yourself. So it flows both ways.
Okay, Mike.
It flows both ways.
I guess.
I got names.
Oh. We going to go ahead and do that? Okay.
I got names, man. So don't look at me like
anyway,
that.
Anyway, guys, well, listen, we always get off the topic.
I know.
Shut up, Mike. Shut up. Anyway, guys, so listen, we got what we not gonna do, what we not finna do this week is up next. Don't go nowhere. All right, y'all. So we're back.
I'm on a roll today.
We're at the end of our segment where we say what you ain't finna do is talk about power, Ashley, and bitch, I didn't see it yet. You know, I had a whole post on this. Ashley. Did y'all see my post earlier?
No.
First of all,
did it talk about how Tariq did it?
Ashley, I swear to God. Where's my pen?
Actually.
I'm going to stab you right there. Come on. I swear to God. You are evil.
But
I'm so mad.
Okay,
Shut up.
I'm just kidding.
Anyway.
I'm just kidding.
Listen. I gave this dude, like, you know, I was like, you know, let's watch Power Together. We're going to be laid up. Let's be laid up.
Oh, yeah.
I was like, let's be laid up and watch Power. So every week we go, I'm laid up with him. On Saturday, we watch Power. So this weekend was my mom's birthday, so I couldn't be laid up or whatever. This motherfucker is going to watch Power without me with my password for Stars. Bitch, you use my shit to watch Power, and then you're gonna go and post it up on fucking Facebook. You are a fucking idiot. You're canceled. Now that motherfucker is canceled.
No, he is canceled. She's not. She gonna be late.
That motherfucker is canceled. Yo, he texted me today, and I was like, yeah. He's like, what are you doing? What you doing? You driving? I read the text message so he can see I read that shit and I didn't even respond. Bitch, you're canceled. And who the fuck were you watching Power with?
His other boo.
Duh. I swear to God, I will stab him. Anyway.
Oh, she's in love, y'all.
Who? Who's in love? Bitch, I'm too hard for that.
What you gonna stab him for?
Mike.
This the person talking.
Mike, are you crying?
The same person who said titles aren't necessary.
Titles are not necessary.
Oh, but I'm about to stab him. Who the fuck was yes, for
some,
it?
For
oh
some,
my God. But we don't need no titles.
We don't need no titles. I'm upset that you went and gave out all the information to Power, and I'm mad that he went and made a post on it. You ain't my boo, but I'm still mad.
It ain't all the, is nowhere close.
Shut up, Mike. Anyway.
I didn't say anything. It's actually a pretty decent episode. Yeah, but anyway.
Okay, I'm gonna watch it when y'all leave.
But what you not finna do, and this
yes,
is
Mike, take it over. What you not finna do is
for Valentine's Day, ladies. Let me tell y'all something. All right. Now, if dude is gonna spend $300,000, $400,000 stack, whatever, however much he gonna spend. You do not come back and just say, okay, here's my pussy. And just gift wrap.
That's a gift that keeps on giving.
No, because we get that gift anytime.
No.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
So Ashley.
So what y'all not gonna do is pass that off.
First of all, during the week, y'all get t-shirt and panty pussy. But on Valentine's Day, you get lipstick and lace pussy. It's totally different.
Really?
Yes. It's prettier. It's prettier. It's more romantic. And you might even get a lap dance.
But you take.
You might even get some head in the car. At the end of the day, it is all about the experience. And Valentine's Day pussy is different from Christmas pussy. It's different from birthday pussy. And you might be able to get a little bit of anal. So
Whoa.
You don't get that every day during the regular week. I'm just saying, sometimes you don't know what you might get on Valentine's Day. You might get your head, you might get the dick sucked from the back. You don't know. Because Valentine's Day pussy is different from regular day
that's
pussy.
Now, ladies.
Now, ladies. Now, if y'all do what Miss Edith is going to say.
I'm just saying. Then you got Wait, hold up.
You got every right to gift wrap that. But if it's the same cootie cat that I'm getting during the week,
if it's the same
cootie cat that I'm getting.
Cat in like 2020.
That I'm getting during the week.
Cootie cat.
Cootie cat. If it's the same cootie cat.
You guys
say punani. Yeah, punani, cootie cat, whatever. If it's the same thing that I'm getting,
Michael.
If it's the same thing during the week, Michael. Please do not. That's just like giving me a fruit cake.
Michael. give me my goddamn.
So what you're not gonna do
is
gift wrap a fruitcake, okay? Don't do that. Don't do that.
So that's the end of what you're not finna do.
Yeah, that's mine.
Ashley, is that acceptable?
for? That's mine.
Ashley, ain't Valentine's Day pussy different?
I mean, I would like to think so.
I think so.
How is it different?
Because we going to get our Fenty Savage.
Now, if you do everything that you said.
He said everything.
Yes, it's different.
If you do everything that you said.
I will say this. Ladies, if you're not going to go physically get him a gift, then the pussy must be superb. And it needs to be something different. You need to put a little something into it. Like, you know, if you're gonna give him the pussy for Valentine's Day, like, there needs to be baby oil. There needs to be There needs to be baby oil, maybe some candles, maybe a little bit of something edible, maybe you know, the fishnet lingerie. They like that shit because they like to rip it open. Some lube, a lot of spit. Grapefruit work. What else? Ashley, you over there rubbing your scalp. You the one with the nigga. I'm just saying. I mean, give a bitch some pointers. Anyway.
You sound like you got them all.
Whatever, Ashley. Ashley drunk. Ashley's drunk.
Right.
I said,
I'm just saying, like, this is what I told old boy. I was like, you know, if you're going to do the classic, let's go out to eat with a box of chocolates or whatever, I was like, let's make dinner exceptionally fun. Like, I want the little toy that you control with your phone. Like, let's do something to spice it up. Let's have some fun.
Don't give him that. For what?
No, I'm just saying, like, I was basically putting it out there. Like, we were having a conversation, and I was like, sometimes you have to spice up things in your relationship to make it still work. Uh-huh. And sometimes just going home and having the same missionary, hit it from the back, it gets kind of mundane and boring. So you want to bring some life into your relationship. So people who have been at it for like 5 years, 11 years, maybe the same old thing ain't what the next person wants. I'm just saying.
Now, ladies, if you want to bring... No.
I was about to say something.
Oh, boy.
Don't leave that long.
Well, I hope that everybody has a wonderful Valentine's Day. Valentine's Day is really about love. It's not about love between him and her. It should be being kind and being loving to everybody. So even if you don't have a Valentine, make sure that you show love and care and be kind to someone on Friday. Make it every day. I love giving love every day.
I love giving love.
Oh, Lord.
What about you, Ashley?
Yeah, it's cool.
Yo, Ashley been drinking tequila. I'm done. I'm done with this fucking podcast. Until the next time, make sure that you join us on Facebook under Cosmos and Cognac. And send us those emails. It's still under The Dang Truth. The God Dang Truth at gmail.com. But still send us those emails because we read them. And maybe next week we need to go ahead and go into one of those because they're kind of interesting.
Yep.
All right, guys. Until next time, peace.
Bye. Peace.